Today's guest on the podcast is Garrison Nunn, a new face to the podcast and to Texas music. Super talented. We'll talk about his education and how he's working with his music. Also, we'll discuss him earning a spot at the biggest Texas festival. You don't want to miss it. Stick around and get to know Garrison Nunn. Let's go. I love podcasts like this because for many, many years, I love getting that first single from a new, fresh artist. I want to welcome Garrison Nunn to the podcast. Hello, Garrison. You really got some stuff going on.
I'd like to think so.
Well, we want everyone to get to know you and our audience. It's very important because you have, I'm so impressed with your music. It's just good and solid. Love your voice, love your songwriting. And we're going to talk about your music, but let's kind of get to know you. Of course, you're from Montgomery.
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm not there anymore, but I love going back. I'm in Nashville now, but I grew up my first 18 years in Montgomery, Texas.
That's a great place to grow up. It's gorgeous there. Of course, it's growing like everywhere else, but y'all are still kind of tucked away just a little bit. I'm very familiar with the area.
It's growing so much. It's crazy. Every time I go back, there's all kinds of new stuff. And, you know.
So did you have some, were you doing music when you were young growing up? Did you have some musicians in the family, or was it going to church or just going to different shows? Because that's a big hub for live music being outside of Houston.
Yes. So in my family, my aunt, Lori Nunn, she was in Nashville for a good bit. So she kind of did what I was doing back in the day. And then my grandma, so her mom was also, musically inclined, and she loves music, and her mom as well. So it's just a whole line on that side of the family of, you know, I suppose that's where I got my musical talent. But in Montgomery, I've been playing for so long. My first performance on stage was around third grade. And I played Don't Stop Believing at the talent show for my elementary
school.
I loved that. And ever since I picked up the guitar and I started playing at wine bars and local festival type things. And, you know, it just kind of went from there. I loved it and got so much joy out of it. And people seemed to like what I was doing.
It's good stuff. Well, we'll just go ahead and talk about, since you brought up festivals, something big for you. It's big for the whole area at Montgomery County and that area. You earned a spot to play at the biggest Texas festival that's coming, that everyone's buzzing about. It's like one of the biggest things to hit in a long time. So tell us how that came about and what it feels like to go home to such a big festival and play.
Yes, ma'am. I'm super blessed to even, get this opportunity. So last year, I had heard that Do-Si-Do was doing a Battle of the Bands, and I'd played at Do-Si-Do before. I was opening for a guy named John Stork back in 2021. I'm sure you know him.
Love John. Love John. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go back to Do-Si-Do because I loved playing there so much. I actually wrote my first song at Do-Si-Do in fifth grade. So I entered in this competition, and I guess they liked what I was doing. And so I got my band to fly down on a Wednesday. So I'm currently in pharmacy school. So I have like on average 3 exams a week. And that Wednesday I did not have an exam. So I was able to fly to Montgomery on Tuesday night and fly back Thursday morning so I could make class. But we made it happen, and we were so blessed to play with like all these amazing musicians. I got to meet Kyle there for the first time, and it was just so cool to just share. I want to say local, but we had some people coming in from like Oklahoma and stuff, but mainly Texas artists playing at Do-Si-Do. So yeah, we ended up winning the spot, which was just unreal to get that news. But yeah, it's such a cool opportunity. And I think I want to say it hasn't really hit me yet, even though I've known for months. I know when I get on that stage, it's going to hit me for sure.
And it's loaded. I mean, there's just so many people playing that festival. I can name a few, but everybody needs to check it out. In case you haven't heard the big news, biggest Texas festival, check that out. I do have to ask you a question. So you said you wrote your first song in fifth grade and at Do-Si-Do. What was the song? if I may ask. I love stories like this. I mean, and that's what, yes, come on, tell us.
You know, you got to start from somewhere.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I was a fifth grader writing about heartbreak, if that tells you anything. It's somewhere on YouTube. I think Do-Si-Do or something posted it a while back. So if you dig hard enough, you can find it. It's, you know, it's not my best, but, you know, it got me to where I am today. And I'm thankful that I started writing in such a cool spot. I mean, not many
that
people
is cool.
write their first song at Do-Si-Do. So that was
well, and that's what makes it so unique, because we hear a lot, you know, there's a lot of stories about, yeah, when I was in third grade, I wrote this song. It was horrible, but, you know, it was my first song. But to say that fifth grade, Do-Si-Do wrote your first song, I think that one kind of tops everything. I haven't heard that one yet. So you're in Nashville now. Interestingly enough, you did pursue your education as you're trying to work with this music career and majoring in biology and pharmacy. How did you get a love and a desire to study that?
So I've always found interest in science, and my dad is a dentist. His twin brother is a dentist. My brother's in dental school. I was a rebel. I didn't do that. And I packed my bags and went to Nashville. But they have a really awesome pharmacy program. I mean, what's better than drugs and country music, right? But, you know, it's really interesting to me. And I'm having, if I can say, fun with it. You know, I love having the escape of music to, you know, be able to take a break from studying and all that good stuff. So yeah, I think it makes me have a nice balance in my life. So I'm not too stressed about the numbers of music and what's doing well and what isn't. I think it allows me to kind of make space to have fun with it and, you know, take it seriously, but not too seriously. So it keeps that authenticity about what I'm making.
Definitely. It keeps that balance there. And I, you know, I think it's interesting too, that you're able to go to school at Belmont and study that. Cause most people go there obviously for music or music marketing. And I was like, man, this is like the coolest guy ever. He's studying this and still doing music, and you play a lot on Broadway.
I did. So yeah, last summer, you know, to get some extra money, I played on Broadway. You know, I've played at Tootsie's, Rippy's, Kid Rock's. I mainly cycled between those three, and it was great, you know, experience of just working with crowds and taking requests of songs I've like maybe heard, but could probably play. So it was a fun side gig playing on Broadway. It was cool. I learned a lot and met a lot of cool people.
Okay, so we got the education covered and playing Broadway. So as you're there in Nashville, back to seriously getting back to music. So is there songwriting groups you're a part of that you go in with? Tell me about how you're working your craft there as far as your musical side and educating and digging into the music side in Nashville.
So at Belmont, you can apply to be in this songwriters organization called Bear House. And so I did that. So I'm in that group. So they host writers rounds and get people together to co-write. So I've met some cool people through that. But I've also just made natural connections with some people. Like my song Whiskey to My Heart on the EP is the only song that I wrote with other people. And I wrote it with Stephen Ray and Bear Riddell. And they're two awesome artists that I've met in Nashville. Stephen actually produced Whiskey to My Heart, and he's producing another one that I'm working on right now. But he's just a cool guy. He's an artist. Y'all should check him out too. But, you know, working with the same people consistently, I prefer that rather than just, you know, going to a bunch of different people, because I want to keep a certain style. You know what I mean? But I prefer writing alone, just because I feel like my favorite songs that I've written come to me naturally instead of sitting in a room being like, I'm going to write a song. Like my favorite song I've written, it's When I'm Over You. It's on the EP. I wrote it in the middle of studying for finals. And I was
you're answering all my questions on my notes I already had down. Those two songs. Go ahead. Talk about When I'm Over You. I love this.
Yeah, so when I'm Over You, I was in the middle of studying for finals, and an idea just popped in my head, and I'm like, this doesn't happen often, so I got to go with this. And I wrote that song in about 20 minutes and got back to studying right after. So I work better under pressure that I've noticed. And when ideas come to me, I try to just get it all out into a song so I can really capture the emotions that that I'm feeling. But yeah, co-writes, I love co-writes too, because it helps me learn from other people. And, you know, there's always stuff to learn in the music industry. You think you know stuff and then you just don't. And especially in Nashville, it's so saturated. So there's a lot to learn.
Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lindstar Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlindstarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
So let's move to production and studio, where you're recording and that whole process and what you look for when you go into the studio.
So majority of the songs on the EP are produced by a guy named John Willis. He's been around for a while. He's worked with lots of artists like Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, Taylor Swift. I mean, the list goes on. Toby Keith, Alabama. He's got some really great credentials, and he's such a nice guy. He's out in Brentwood, which is like 20 minutes from Nashville. It's an easy drive. But he's really good about, you know, listening to my ideas, which I just send him either a live performance of my band playing it, but majority of the time it was just me with my acoustic guitar, and he was able to, you know, get the ideas out of my head of where I wanted the song to go. And he's an incredible guitar player too, so a lot better than me. So he was able to lay down some cool lead and just really bring my ideas to fruition. It was really fun working with him.
Yeah. Well, When I'm Over You is such a great song. I also, okay, Whiskey to My Heart used to be absolutely fabulous song.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That means a lot.
So tell me about that one.
So used to be, so speaking of old songs, that song, the idea of it came out like, I want to say 2017. Like I've had that idea for a long time. I wrote a song to it and I just did not like it. It wasn't a very good song, but I loved the concept. So a lot of times I'll go through and I'll play through my old songs that I've written to try to either make them better or rewrite them or pull ideas. And that one really stuck out. And I knew I wanted sort of like a harmonica driven, almost campfire sing-along style, you know, heartbreaker. And so I wrote Used to Be just like that, and it went through a lot of transitions. There were a lot of different choruses and a lot of different melodies, but I think what I landed on in the end was what I was shooting for.
And then one other one I want to talk about that was fresh to my ears is Down the Line, which was on the new EP tracks that you sent over. That's good job.
Yeah, I mean, I really wanted to change up the message and the vibe of the EP with that one. We actually played it for the first time at Do-Si-Do whenever we were doing the Battle of the Bands. So that was pretty cool. I wrote it like that morning or the day before. So I really liked how it came out, because the whole EP from beginning to end, it tells a story. I tried to make it as cohesive as possible. And I knew after I wrote it that that would be the first song, because it kind of conveys a message of, okay, in this EP, I'm going to be telling you stories of things that have happened to me, things to avoid, things to learn from. Mm-hmm. Things to know that you're not alone when dealing with. And Down the Line's kind of an overview. Like, there are people that are going through worse. You're going to be okay. Just, you know, keep your head up and get through it. And I think I tell that story in a pretty cool way. And it's just got a lot, like a much different sound than the rest of the EP, which I think is pretty cool.
You know, a lot of that's one thing I liked about kind of going through the songs that you've already dropped to streaming, is that you do get a different kind of style from each one. And then of course the songwriting is just expert. It's great. But yeah, so that makes sense. So this EP, I believe it comes out into April?
April 26th. So about, I want to say 2 weeks, week and a half.
Yes. Something like that. Mm-hmm. And what's the plan for that, to promote it? Are you going to be out and about? Are you going to drop some more songs? How are you going to work that?
So the timing of it, I actually didn't think about because next week I'm taking finals. So it's going to be tough to promote
it. Oh, it's just going to have to roll, right? It's just going to have to roll.
I mean, I've been pretty adamant about posting on TikTok. I'm not like a fan of TikTok, but I see that it's kind of essential for getting your music out there and, you know, getting new people to hear it. And especially with when I released When I'm Over You, I noticed a lot of traction from TikTok for that specific song. People seem to love it. So I'm just going to try to go through each song and post different clips and do all those kind of things to promote the EP. But, you know, playing shows and writers rounds and stuff. I've got an EP release show that I'm playing in Nashville that I need to post about. I haven't yet. So I'm back. But that'll be fun. And then I've got a few other shows planned before then.
So when do you graduate?
So I graduate in 2027. So I'm in my first year of
okay. Right
now. I'm almost done with it. So it's a 4-year program.
So you're just going to keep grinding at both that and the music. So let's say, you know, 3-4 years, once you're out, you've graduated and, you know, it's just, that's going to be such an accomplishment in itself. How do you see music fitting into that? And then your career as a pharmacist?
So the plan as of right now is to get my doctorate and then, you know, just focus as hard as I can on music just for a little bit. I'll be probably working in pharmacies and doing stuff on the side, obviously, because I don't want to lose that aspect of me. But I really do want to take some time to focus on music. But even during pharmacy school, I'm trying to keep writing and to keep coming out with new songs. And, you know, the grind just isn't going to stop. It's I love music too much to let that side of me fade. So that's definitely a priority for me.
Well, and that's kind of a, you know, I want to say it's not really out of the norm. I mean, it's so admirable, but there's so many artists from past Texas artists to the current Texas artists that were doing the college thing and going out and playing gigs and writing songs. And I guess that's kind of this kind of just hit me. That's kind of like a heritage to our Texas music, especially.
Yeah, it might be. I hope it's a good luck charm. I mean, I know some artists, like I think Dierks Bentley was, I might have that wrong, but I think Dierks Bentley has a good degree in something. But also a new artist, Steven Wilson Jr., he majored in microbiology, which is pretty cool. I'm a big fan of him.
That's cool. All right. Well, backing up to Biggest Texas Festival, because I know that's a big thing for you. How are you preparing for that, getting your set list together and your bands?
Oh gosh, set list. I mean, obviously I have time to play the whole EP because I only have 6 songs. So that's great. It was the covers that I was really just going all over about it. I actually finalized it yesterday, which I felt bad because I have some majority of my band is here in Nashville and they're used to playing with me. So it doesn't really matter what set list I have. But then I hired a fiddle player that's in Texas, and I've changed the set list like 3 or 4 times. So poor guy has been having to learn more than he needs to. But he's going to be great. But in terms of, you know, preparing, my main focus is my vocal health, because my singing voice and my talking voice are very similar. So, you know, if I'm out and about and I'm talking a lot, it can really tear down at my ability to sing. So that's something to really pay attention to, and my allergies. And also that following week, I have 3 back-to-back shows, like night after night after night in the Conroe, Montgomery area.
Yeah, those allergies are something else. And especially when you go back to that area with, I know there's a lot of the green stuff over in that area, so many different kind of trees there. I'm on the coast. So I have a different kind of allergy here, but not as bad as when I go inland. Oh, it just tears me up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm headed to Texas a little early because I'm trying to play to the allergies. Like, I know they're going to hit me. Let it hit me before the festival, please.
That's for sure. So what are some of your hobbies? What are your other interests on a personal side?
So, I mean, I love, you know, it's hard to have hobbies outside of studying and music, because it seems like since pharmacy school started, I'm either studying or playing music. Like, there's no in between. But I try to let myself have free time just hanging out with my friends, or, you know, I go to the gym every day. So that's a big escape.
There you go.
That's probably the biggest one, in my opinion. I think, you know, mentally, that's the best thing you can do for yourself is just getting exercise or going outside, eating right. I mean, I've really focused on trying to eat right lately, so I guess that's a hobby. But yeah, just trying to do things that make me feel better and healthier and stay on top of things.
Good stuff. Do you get to maybe spend some vacations with your family at all during the summer?
Of course, yes. So in the summer, I'll be in Texas for pretty much all of May, just playing shows and spending time with family and my dogs. I miss them all like so much.
Aww.
They've been able to come visit a few times in Nashville, which is nice. But I do have pretty much all of my extended family in Texas, so it'll be good to see them. A lot of them are coming to the festival, so that'll be a lot of fun. But I'll be going back to Texas in July for a little bit, just to see family and spend more time with friends.
Yes. Awesome stuff. Well, Garrison, I think we covered everything. Is there anything else I maybe missed or something else that you need to talk about?
I think I just want to emphasize that I am such a album guy in terms of listening to albums front to back. So when this EP drops on April 26th, be sure to listen from beginning to end and pay attention to the story it tells. I actually do reference a lot of other songs in the EP throughout the listen. So I think if you pay attention to those things, you'll have a better understanding of what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Garrison Nunn, congratulations on the upcoming full EP coming out. Your big show at the festival coming up in Montgomery County. And thank you for coming on the podcast. We'll be following you, and you have to find Garrison wherever you stream your music. Garrison Nunn, thank you so much.
Thank you, Helen.